Hello.
Hello.
The weather's good.
It is. Awesome.
I was born in Scotland. And as people can see, I was burned. I've been burned. Badly burned at the age of 4 years. Junior school, we all know how cruel kids can be. Junior school was just a nightmare for me. And I used to think, if there's a God, how can there be a God to let something like this happen to somebody like me, a child? How can there be a God? How can there be a God that loves us? These are the things I used to think. As I say, first junior school was a nightmare for me with all the kids. I used to have to fight 9 or 10 lads at a time sometimes for giving me stick. Went to secondary school, and it got sorted out at secondary school quite quickly. I left school with no qualifications, with nothing. And I was becoming quite an angry young man. And I started boxing. And boxing was a major part of my life. And as young lads do, who do not know the Lord, I used to go out drinking. And I used to enjoy the fights. And people knew I was a boxer. So fights came easy. My life started to change at that boxing club. There was a youth worker there who for some reason seemed to take an interest in me. I never went to the youth club, but he knew me from the boxing club. And he became the manager of Mill Hill Youth and Community Centre in Blackburn. Brian Dawson, he was called, and a job came up for a youth worker. I went for the job, 4 or 5 people went for this interview, and I got the job. I'd been doing youth work for 3 or 4 months, and I decided that I wanted to try university. Go to university, because at this time I was at Blackburn College doing a course in leisure studies, BTEC National Diploma. God still had no part in my life. I didn't want to know him or anything like that. But then a good friend of mine had given his life to the Lord, and every time I saw him, he would pester me about the Lord, really pester me. And I just wasn't interested. But with my youth work, I wanted to go to St. Martin's College in Lancaster. It's now called University of Cumbria. I went to St. Martin's College, and then there was another lad started pestering me about the Lord. I couldn't get away from him. And Andrew asked me to go to church with him one Sunday, and I said, I'll come with you on Remembrance Sunday to remember the war dead. Wasn't interested in God, wasn't interested in Jesus. I just wanted to remember the war dead. So I went to church this Sunday, and the minister, all he went on about was some character called Jesus, who I didn't want to know. I got out of church that morning with Andrew and his girlfriend, who's now his wife, and I was angry. I was very, very angry with Andrew, because all the minister spoke about was somebody called Jesus and sins forgiven, which I definitely wasn't interested in. I loved my sin too much. I enjoyed my sin. It was, unfortunately, I will say, it was good fun. But the Lord had his hand on me even then. Went to St. Martin's, as I said, I started at St. Martin's College. and the Christian Union were going around the college telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ, telling them about his love. And Andrew was going around with a young woman, she was called Philippa, and they were knocking on people's doors, but Andrew remembered what had happened in November on Remembrance Day, and he knocked on his door, on my door, on his own. I think he was afraid of what I might say, but he still knocked on the door. And because he had Luke's Gospel in his hand, I said, oh, come in, let's see what you know about Luke. I used to go to St. Luke's Junior School. I said, come in, let's sit. And I remembered so much about the Word of God, because the headmaster of the school, a Mr. Jimmy Tarbuck, who became the mayor of Blackburn twice, I think, Mr. Jimmy Tarbuck, he would got the services in the morning, you know, the service in the morning, he would bring the Word of God out. And I believe he was part of the road that led me to salvation. But Andrew knocked on my door. I ended up going into his room that night. I spoke to him for about an hour about the Lord. And he asked me to go to a little group. The questions I were asking him were difficult questions. Why has God allowed this to happen to me, my Burns? Why is there so many wars in the world? Why is there so much anger and hatred in the world? Why are these things? If there's a loving God, how can he allow all these things? How? These were the questions I had for him. And he couldn't answer them. He said, why don't you come on an Alpha course with me, the Free Methodist Church in Lancaster. So I went with him, and the questions were, well, 5 or 6 weeks into this course, my questions started to change. From the heart of stone that was getting harder and harder within my life, my heart was starting to soften. I didn't know it then, but I was starting to ask questions about what the minister had been speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. My questions had totally changed. Totally changed. And on the penultimate week, 2 weeks before the end, which was the 12-week course, the 10th week, as I were walking home from church that night with Andrew, I didn't say anything to Andrew, but I thought, next week I'm going to give my life to the Lord. Next week I'm going to give my life to the Lord. So, this next week comes and Andy couldn't come. Andrew couldn't come. So I was on my own. And this bloke was giving his testimony at the front. And he was in the army. He'd been in the army. Without going into his testimony, he'd had a tough time in the army. And he sought the Lord, and the Lord helped him. At the end, he called people down to the front to give their lives to the Lord, or anybody who wanted to rededicate their lives to the Lord. I sat in my seat for about 5, 10, 15 minutes, and I couldn't get off my seat. I couldn't get off my seat. The Lord says, if you're going to give your eyes to me, count the cost. And I believe that was what was going on in my mind. It was like I wanted to get up and give my life to the Lord, but also I didn't want to get up. So what I did actually get up, and I was walking to the back of the church, not knowing what I was going to do. It appeared like I was leaving the church. But then I tapped on this elderly woman's shoulder who I knew and asked her to walk me down to the front, because this might be hard for you to believe, but I was shy. I was that shy, I couldn't walk down to the front on my own. So I walked down to the front. She asked Jonathan to say a prayer over me, asking the Lord into my life, forgiveness of sins. That night, something miraculous happened to me. I sat at the back of the church, and at the end of the service, we used to go back to somebody's house, we were at college, university. People hadn't got a lot of money, so four or five people would get together and go back, get some coffees and drinks and tea. And we would go, that night I didn't want to go back to anybody's house. I just wanted to get back to my room. For some reason I wanted to get back to my college room. Don't know why, but I sat at the back of the church and just left the church. That night I was walking back to the college. I felt like I was floating. I actually felt like I was floating. The peace of God that passeth all understanding had come into my heart. Forgiveness of sins. Repentance. And that peace was so amazing. But then I had to do two really difficult things. Because I hadn't told anybody in Blackburn, where I was living, that I was even going to church. Never mind giving my life to him. So my dad was picking me up on the Monday. So we got all my stuff packed up in the car. And I said, Dad, before we set off, I've got something really important to tell you. I've given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a silence. There was a real silence in that car like I'd never heard before. And then he accepted it. Still asked me to go down to the bookies for him and other things. In the end, I told him I couldn't do that for him anymore. I said, I can't go in the bookies for you anymore, Dad. I used to gamble. And I lost a lot of money. There's only one winner, isn't there? And then I had one more thing to do. I used to play darts. And there were three brothers I played darts with. They all play for... All the lads I used to play with all play for Lancashire now. Either the A team or the B team. But I had to tell these three lads. And I went in the pub the next night, on the Tuesday night, about 9 o'clock. These lads, we'll say, were slightly inebriated by this time. So I said, tomorrow night, I want to meet you in here, lads. I've got something really important to tell you. A lot of jokes went about what I was going to tell them things, as lads do. The next night, I met them at 6 o'clock. We sat round this table in a pub, the first time we'd ever sat round the table in a pub. And I said, lads, I've given my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then 2 weeks later, I was out playing darts with them, gambling. I just went to the bar, got myself a pint, threw one dart in this game, picked my dart up. I said, I can't do this anymore, lads. I left the pub and never threw another dart again. I've gone on with the Lord. That was in July. This was in July 1995. This was July 1995. My life has dramatically changed. What I wanted to do with my life when I went to university had dramatically changed when I left. I've done lots of things since then. The last 3 years have been the most difficult of my life because of my shoulder. I work in mental health. And we're actually talking about retirement now because of my shoulder. Ill health retirement. And the last 3 years have just been a nightmare for me. But I can still see the Lord in it all. And the Lord knows the plans He has for each of us. Yeah. Why? Because He is good. Yeah. Welcome to the Lord. Amen.